Red Wings special assistant to the GM, Chris Draper, joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Chris, when all is said and done, it looks like you were able to help your club add and not take anything away from your club at the same time, nothing from your big league roster. Was that kind of your plan going in to say, hey, we like what we've got, we don't want to remove anybody, if anything, we're just going to add and not remove anybody from our big league lineup?
Exactly. We're obviously very happy with how our team's playing right now. They just went on a five-game road trip, and obviously very successful road trip with a huge win in Nashville Saturday afternoon to end it. And you know what? We just kind of felt we had an opportunity to add Eric Cole, you know, big, strong, power forward, and a guy that can skate. You know, he can play that high-paced game that we want to play, and he's such a strong skater. He can get the puck to the net. So obviously we added him yesterday, and then coming down to the rink today, you know, we weren't too sure what was going to be available or where we were going to go. And I think everyone probably since July, you know, has known that we've always wanted to add a right-handed power play defenseman. And we got a call from Lou Lamoriello and kind of created dialogue amongst our group, Ken Hall and Ryan Martin, and all our pro scouts, and just kind of started talking about it. And at the end of the day, you know, we felt it was a very good trade for us to kind of, you know, boost up the back end. Our power play right now is number one in the league. Now you had a player like Zdlicky, the way he can shoot, the way he can pass the puck. I know our power play coach, Jim Hiller, is excited to get him into the mix and work him into the system that we have. So we didn't lose anything off our major, off the team, off the Detroit Red Wings. And to be honest with you, you know, if that was the case, I don't think either of these moves would have been done.
Chris, I know you mentioned that you wanted a right-handed shooting defenseman. I know you're not going to discuss actual names that aren't on your club right now, but I mean, but
here,
right-handed, right-handed, yeah, left-handed.
Did it?
I mean,
yourself, eh?
Yeah, no, I can't. Left-handed.
Give me a Raptors update. How are they doing right now?
Is that your way of dodging the question, Chris?
Hey, listen. You know, I'll be honest with you. There was some dialogue, and in the end, you know, this is something that is going to take more than, you know, 3-4 hours to complete, you know, when you're talking about a big trade like that. And that would have involved, you know, something probably off our roster and one of our top prospects. So I'll just, you know, that's probably the easiest way I can describe it. You know, but in the end, you know, it's just something right now that, you know, didn't work out for our hockey club.
How complicated are deals in this cap universe, though, Chris, when you're talking about long-term deals and whatever you're talking about, but dealing guys under contract and fitting things under the cap and dealing with dollars and dealing with, you know, still 20 games to go in this regular season? How difficult is that?
Well, I think on, you know, for our end, you know, as soon as a name comes up, you know, we have Ryan Martin ready to punch in scenarios financially for us. He handles all our cap situation. So pretty well, we know if we're going to add a player, if it's going to work. Obviously, all the salaries right now are prorated right up until the end of the regular season. So, you know, as soon as the Zdlicky conversation started heating up, we knew we had to find to make sure that money wise it was going to fit. And in the end, for us, we added we basically ended up obviously getting two players that are going to be unrestricted free agents at the end of the year. And that's not going to affect us going forward, signing the players that we have to sign in the summertime. And it still frees up cap space going into the summer with free agency. So with that said, I think Ken Holland did a fantastic job for our hockey club. We feel that, you know, from, you know, waking up yesterday morning to going to bed tonight, we feel that our hockey team is better.
Well, and looking at just on defense, just with Zdlicky into the mix, it just seems like you guys have eight defensemen, because there's a lot of teams that were looking and shopping for that seventh defenseman, but it seems like you've got an embarrassment of fortunes back there.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Alexei Marchenko has come up, and he's played fantastic hockey for us. He's a little banged up right now. He's a big right-handed. He's about 6'3". He's 215 pounds, 218 pounds. and he handled that West road trip and playing in Nashville. He had no problems at all with the pace of the game and playing against those top teams out West. So obviously very excited with him. Xavier Ouellette has been up at points throughout the season, and he's handled himself well. And then we have the former CHL Defenseman of the Year and Ryan Sproul down there playing in Grand Rapids, who right now has an NHL shot, and a kid that is only going to get better. He does a lot of work with Yuri Fisher and Chris Chelios, really learning how to play without the puck, and that's what Ryan Sproul has to do. And then obviously we have Jakob Kindle that's in the mix, and he's a guy that when he's in the lineup, I think he had two goals the other night. He's a guy that helps out our second power play unit. So I think, and then obviously into the mix with the players that we have. So, when you look at our back end, and you obviously always want to go with your six and play your six, and you hope you get 82 games and a healthy playoff run. But, usually something's going to happen. Someone's going to get banged up. And we feel now adding Marek Sedlicki that just adds to the depth of our back end, going down the stretch here, and then certainly getting ready for a playoff run.
Chris, how good is this Red Wings team? I mean, you go out on a six-game road trip through the Western Conference, you take 9 of a possible 12 points, and people are talking about this Red Wings team being the best of this vintage in maybe 5 years or so. I mean, how should we be talking about this team amongst the best in the National Hockey League right now?
Well, like I said, I think after you go out and you play a road trip like that, where it started when we played against Chicago, and then when you go all the way through and end in Nashville, and like you said, it was a successful road trip. I think we were all sitting back and kind of, all right, let's wait and see what we have here. And you got to remember, we lost Henrik Zetterberg against Dallas, so he didn't even play the last couple of games for us. This team is playing well. We have some young guys that the last couple of years have got a ton of experience. There's a lot of them that were a part of winning the Calder Cup in the American Hockey League, also playing in 2 Game 7s, one against Anaheim that we won, one against Chicago that we ended up losing, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup. Then obviously, it's unfortunate, but we didn't have a very good run against Boston. And I know through experience, before you feel the success of winning in the playoffs, there are going to be failures, and then it's how you deal with it and how you make yourself better. And that's what we're expecting out of the players from last year, especially a Gus Nyquist and a Thomas Tatar and a Brendan Smith, guys that, were really going through a physical series against Boston. And, now we're right in the mix in the East. We have some game in hand on Tampa, we're looking forward to having a good start Wednesday night against the New York Rangers, and we got a lot of home games coming up, so that's also a good thing. It was a very busy month in January and February, and now we have a lot of home games. So this team has done everything that we've expected. We felt with everything that went on last year, with all the injuries that we had, the hands-on experience at a Riley Sheahan, a Thomas Tatar, a Gus Nyquist. You talk about those guys and what they're doing for us. And now you add a healthy Pavin and a healthy Henrik Zetterberg. And, we feel good about our hockey club right now. And they're showing us. They're playing well. And I think that had something to do with Ken Holland wanting to kind of make a bit of a statement to that dressing room that we believe in you. We're adding, we got a big power forward in Eric Cole, and we got the right-handed shooting defenseman. So I had an opportunity to talk to Henrik Zetterberg today, and he was all smiles with the addition that we had, and I know he's looking back and looking forward to getting back and playing as well.
With Chris Draper, Red Wings special assistant to the GM, that's been on Jeff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Chris, I know you got to focus on what you guys want to do and what your goals are, but do you look and see the Tampa Bay Lightning making a couple of deals, the Montreal Canadiens making 3 deals? Do you pay attention to what everybody else is doing and how they're improving? And does that kind of change how you're going to operate, what you're going to do on NHL trade deadline day?
Well, first part of the question, absolutely. You're certainly looking at what the other teams are doing in your division and in your conference. Right now, we're set to face the Tampa Bay Lightning, and obviously you wake up in the morning and they added Coburn from Philadelphia and another defenseman. So, but I don't think you can have that knee-jerk reaction after other teams do something. You have to look at your hockey club. You have to look at your assets of your hockey club, and then you have to realize, is this a trade that makes sense for your team? And in the end, you know, we felt that both those deals that we made were exactly that. We did pay obviously a price because you're involving second and third round picks. But in the end, we felt that with what we were getting and what we have in Grand Rapids and what we have in Dylan Larkin and Anthony Mantha, that a couple prospects we could trade with the development of especially those two guys. And then those trades ended up making sense for us. So you watch what the other teams are doing, but for me, it's a tremendous opportunity to sit in that room and kind of listen to Ken Holland and how he talks and how a trade comes. And after we made the trade, you know, discussing how it makes sense for our organization.
Chris, you're a Toronto guy. Do you have a sense of what players feel when they either decide to come to Toronto or are traded to Toronto, or there's a discussion about waiving a no-trade clause to come to Toronto? Because there's been a lot of discussion about how the media dissects this team nonstop, and I know it's there's a big media presence, obviously, as far as an American market in Detroit for this Red Wings team, but I can't imagine it compares to Toronto. But do you have a sense of what it's like for players? And there's been a couple in recent years that really haven't flourished returning home or coming to the media and hockey hotbed that is Toronto. Do you have a sense around the league of what players think about coming to Toronto?
Well, first of all, obviously I grew up in Toronto, and I'll never forget the line at the when we were talking about when basically it was hockey town versus hockey universe. You know, that's what Brian Burke named it, and the people are just so passionate, for the game of hockey. And for me this year, I was able to walk into the Air Canada Centre and watch the World Junior Championships. And I'll bet you if there was 17,000, 18,000 people, I'll bet you 16,000 of them were wearing Team Canada jerseys. So you can see the pride that they have for this game. And, you know, they want to win. And you can tell by the passion. And obviously it's a lot harder now than obviously it was 10 years ago. Social media, everything going on with that. The expectations are extremely high in Toronto. And even, when the Detroit Red Wings would go in there, and even when we're going in there this year, I mean, it's just, for some of our younger players, and people walk in and you see the media that's waiting for you. It is overwhelming. And for that to happen, day in and day out, and I can only imagine, how tough it is. But, those guys, the expectations are they're going to go out, perform, and win hockey games, just like it is throughout the National Hockey League, for every team. But definitely the media presence is probably, the greatest when you hit Toronto. It was always great as a Detroit Red Wing. I could wheel in there. I can enjoy it for 48 hours. I can get back home and come into Detroit. I know that.
Yeah, perfect. You just kind of dip your toe in the water and don't get into the pool entirely. Chris Draper, Red Wings special assistant to the GM. Chris, obviously it's been a very long day. Appreciate your ending it with us. And hey, by the way, I got to mention, Pat Morrison would be thrilled to see you as a special assistant to the GM, but he would also say this. He would also say at the same time, try not to screw it up, Christopher.
Yeah, I heard that a lot over my life with Pat Marsden. So obviously, fantastic friend of the family, and like I said, for me, the experience that I got over the last 24 hours, just being around Ken Holland is great, and like I said, we feel that. We made our team better. Now, the expectations of the new players is, they come and buy into what we have going. And hopefully we can keep this thing rolling and go on a nice playoff run.